Osteoporosis. It's the loss of bone and bone strength. Many of us are at risk, and many of us will be at risk down the road. What can be done? Well, Big Pharma doesn't have any real answers, but stay tuned. I'm gonna show you the truth about calcium and bone loss and what can be done. I'm John with Elite Nutrition. I've been nicknamed the Guru of Truth by some of my customers as a fun little nickname because I have a knack for cutting through the BS and telling you what works, what doesn't work, and kind of exposing Big Pharma and their dirty money and their scheme to get you on more and more medications, more and more drugs, which is not a good thing. Osteoporosis is the loss of calcium in the body over decades. That is true. What is not true is some of these widely held misunderstandings and myths you'll hear when it comes to calcium and bone. Number one, they're going to tell you, the experts will tell you that calcium causes kidney stones. That is not true. They're going to tell you that calcium causes arteriosclerosis, which is hardening and clotting of the arteries. Also not true. At least not calcium from where you think it's coming from. And another held belief is that your class of osteoporosis drugs, what's known as bisphosphonates, work and they build bone and they prevent fractures and they're going to help your osteoporosis and preventing it and treating it. Basically, that is not true. The class of drugs such as a Fosfomax, which is the most famous, is known to make your bones larger, but they don't prevent fractures. It doesn't make your bones stronger. In fact, some research showing that it can actually create more cracks and more breaks because the structure of your bone is larger, but not stronger. Stronger is the whole key, and this is not what your class of osteoporosis drugs do. So you're being misled there. These can come in injectable forms. There comes under different names, but they don't build real bone. And now before I show you why these two big myths are myths and they're not true, I'm going to cover a couple basics of calcium in general. We have to kind of hit that first so you can understand why this is not true. Calcium is the most abundant mineral in the body. It accounts for 2% of our body weight. 99% of the calcium is actually stored in our bones and teeth. And it's stored in the form of a hydroxyapatite source. And we're going to get back to that because it's in terms of what the body needs to build bone that is important. And 1% of your calcium in the body is in the blood. It has to be there. It has to be stored there. It has to circulate at all times. It does many functions. One is it contracts muscles. You can't make a fist or have your muscles useful without calcium in the blood. Calcium has factors that play into the blood vessels widening or narrowing based on what is needed. Calcium has clot control. It has a lot to do with how the blood clots. Calcium affects blood pressure. And your heart can't actually beat without it. The heart is a muscle as well. Your heart needs calcium in the blood at all times. Otherwise, it won't function. And the 1% that has to circulate, the body has to have that. If we don't have that 1%, we will die. Literally, your body cannot function. So if you're not ingesting enough calcium, if you're not eating enough calcium, and most of us don't get enough, the body has to rob it from its bones. It has to rob it from its own structure. It can't rob it perfectly. The excess is often what you're going to see when it goes into the kidneys, it goes into the arteries, arteriosclerosis. You're going to find excess sometimes in the urine, and doctors make the mistake that they think that that urine and the calcium is coming from the calcium that they're eating. It can come in the form of calcium deposits. So when your doctor tells you that the calcium is causing your kidney stones, yes, that's true. Calcium is causing that, but it's from a raging osteoporosis. The osteoporosis comes first. It's coming off of your structure, your teeth. Your body's robbing it to get it to that 1% that it has to have in the blood to survive, essentially. And it's the same with calcium in your arteries, known as arteriosclerosis. The excess calcium is not coming from food digestion. It's coming from an osteoporosis condition. That comes first. And what's interesting is data showing that those that get arteriosclerosis are much more prone to get osteoporosis. So the osteoporosis is coming first. The body's robbing its structure. The excess is getting in the arteries. If it was the opposite was true and we were ingesting enough calcium and we're building bone, and we're getting excess calcium from our food, you wouldn't see osteoporosis, but you would see the excess as atherosclerosis. So people who would have the atherosclerosis wouldn't have the bone breakdown. But the opposite is true. People who have atherosclerosis are much more prone to have osteoporosis. And the same with people prone to kidney stones. They're having osteoporosis, and that is coming first. So that's a little thing that is not well known. And another little fact that's out there with calcium in the human body, and another interesting fact is that you've probably heard of a pH balance. The body has a certain pH balance, and it needs to keep a 7.4. That's slightly alkaline. 7.0 is neutral. Below 7.0 is considered acidic. And when the body doesn't have a 7.4 in the blood, it can't function. Again, we can't survive without a proper pH. The body will do whatever is necessary to have a proper pH. And all the foods that we're eating out there, if you think about it, the American diet is very acidic. It's going to be cakes, candies, cookies, breads, crackers, you know, pastas, cereals, French fries, potato chips. All your processed food is very acidic. And you know what? The body has to buffer all that acid. Again, otherwise you cannot survive. What does it prefer to buffer it with? Its favorite is calcium. Where does it get the calcium from? From your bones, your structure, your teeth, your jaw, your hips. It creates an osteoporosis condition because it's breaking down from your own structure. The body has to buffer that acidic. So don't eat those kind of processed foods. The body has to buffer it, and the body has to use that calcium to do it. It gets it from its bones. It gets it from its structure, right? So this is partly why an acidic diet, a processed food diet, creates osteoporosis conditions. It creates breakdown. It creates decay of the body. Now, it's not all just about ingesting calcium. You know, there's a balance here, and you do have to drive the calcium into the bone matrix. So that is real important, and we're going to show you that as well. So how do we drive calcium into bone? There are several very important ingredients and factors that play into this. One is definitely vitamin K2, which is found in some of your red meats. And that's why red meat is actually a good product to eat. But K2 sends signals to drive calcium into the bones and out of arteries. Out of arteries, we don't want it, and driving it into the bones, it sends those signals. Magnesium plays a crucial factor too. A 1-to-1 ratio is what we like. Magnesium is very important for the absorption of calcium. And on a note about the vitamin K2, guess what medications lower K2 in the body? Statin medications. Statin medications are medications that people take to lower cholesterol. We think there's a better way of lowering cholesterol than statins, a more natural way. But that being said, taking statin medications over many years, decades, can lead to all kinds of problems, and you can get arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, and some research is showing that. And another thing is when you're doing medications like acid reflux medications, like a Prilosec, something like that, that neutralizes acid, that messes with calcium absorption in the gut. And the research clearly shows that those who are on antacids, sometimes they're called protein pump inhibitors. People who have taken those for years and years are much more prone to hip fractures, osteoporosis, not to mention kidney issues, just a lot of health issues with that class of medication as well. But getting back to building bone, vitamin D plays a crucial factor. You really can't absorb calcium without vitamin D. D3 is the best form. That's a natural form. Boron and silica also play a very important role. And this combination is what you're really looking for. And when you get a good combination, a good product, the one we like a lot is the Bone Doctor. The Bone Doctor has all this calcium, magnesium, vitamin K, boron, vitamin D, silica, everything you need to build good, strong bone. And remember, 50% of us don't even get the RDA of calcium on a daily basis. So it's a big deficiency issue. And there's a myth out there that we're getting too much calcium and we need these other things, but we do need calcium with it. But, you know, a 1-to-1 ratio is very good. When you're looking at the form of calcium, the kind of calcium that's in this bone, is known as a calcium hydroxyapatite source. That's the kind that's naturally in your bones that's bonded with phosphorus. And they're getting this hydroxy apatate source in this bone doctor from a New Zealand organic cattle from New Zealand. And that's the same structure that's in their bones. They're breaking that down and putting it into the capsule. So this is a readily absorbable form of calcium, that the kind that your body's structure prefers. So, you know, you don't really want to be taking all kinds of high dose calcium. You don't want to be taking a calcium carbonate, which is a shaving of a rock. It's a chalk like Tums. You just don't want to be popping all kinds of calcium without balancing it with all the other cofactors to absorb it. So that's a very important point. Now, the Bone Doctor is designed to be 4 to 6 capsules a day. Many of our customers will take 2 and 2, or they might do 3 and 3. 2 or 3 before bed is very helpful. You won't get Charlie horses. You won't get those muscle cramps, because those are coming from a calcium magnesium imbalance deficiency. So that's really good to have all the ingredients there in one. And then keep in mind that you still need to have some weight bearing exercise. And in a minute here, I'm going to stop the tape and then we're going to start it again to show you a couple weight bearing exercises, because what you're at risk of is your hips, your spine, your rib cage. These are the things that are most likely to break and cause death, destruction, you know, things that you don't want from the osteoporosis. And that is where we're at risk. So you want exercises, and weight bearing exercise drives the calcium into the bone, which is a very important thing to do. All right, I promised you some weightlifting moves you can do to prevent osteoporosis, because we're most at risk of the hips, spine, rib cage. That's where we're likely to get a break, in the rib cage, the hips, and the wrist as well. But those are clinically where we're more likely to get breaks that can put our health at risk with an osteoporosis condition. So you want to build bone, and the research shows the best way is weight-bearing exercises. Walking and jogging, general exercise is good, yoga is good, but it doesn't build the bone density that a weight-bearing exercise does. And you actually want to lift to a point of fatigue, where in the industry it would be called lift to failure, where you're doing that last rep and you can't do any more. But don't put yourself at risk, you know, have your body stabilized, of course. So I was going to show you a couple exercises, because we're most vulnerable, right? And one would be your traditional just squats. And I'm just going to grab a couple dumbbells here. These are just happen to be 40 pounds. They're not real heavy. The weight heavy is all relative to the individual. 5 pounds is heavy for one person. 100 pounds is heavy for another person, right? But the idea is you can do dumbbell squats. You can just touch your butt to a chair. And I'm just going to do a couple reps here, so you get a feel for what it's like. And I just have this little ottoman there that I'm going to touch my butt to, right? Just like that. And come spring back up. Your hamstrings will get about parallel to the ground. And then you would take that to a point where it's almost a failure, where you're down here and you're kind of struggling to get that last one up. Failure could occur anywhere between 8 reps, 15 reps. As you're building up in weight, if you're initially not able to bend real well, you can just start with little baby squats, such as that, to get there. But that was going to protect your hips, your bone structure, your spine. That'll build that muscle mass very well. And another one, when it comes to your rib cage exposure, the overhead press. You could do these standing or sitting, but an overhead press, I'm just doing these seated right here. It's simply dumbbells up, dumbbells down, right? And that's protecting rib cage and deltoids. And with that, you're going to notice, obviously, fatigue in the shoulders, but it's building structure. You don't want to take it to failure or close to failure, where you can do no more. So pick a weight, always be warmed up, of course. But those are a couple of very important exercises to build real bone. And you only need to exercise weight training 2-3 times a week for 20 minutes a session. It's not very time consuming. There is a bit of intensity, because if you take it to failure, sure, you're going to do 3 reps of those overhead presses to failure, and it'll get you a little tired. But time consuming, no, it's not time consuming at all. And then another good one would just be good old fashioned shrugs, right? To protect the trapezius, the neck muscles. You got dumbbells at your side, and you're just going up, holding for a second or two, and back down. Almost like you're answering a question, like, I don't know, just like that. Now you'll be able to use very heavy weight with this. Again, heavy is all relative. Don't hurt yourself, but the idea would be to fatigue the muscle. And that drives calcium into the bone. Well, this whole matrix works so much better if there's weight-bearing exercise. And you can reverse osteoporosis at any age, 60 years old, 70, 80, 90 years old. There's reversals that can be done. Okay, I hope that was helpful in learning the truth about calcium and bone loss and osteoporosis and where you're at risk and how to prevent it and dispelling some of the myths that are out there with kidney stones and arteriosclerosis. People who get more calcium in their diet or in supplementation get less kidney stones and less arteriosclerosis. Also, if you'd like to learn more about how Big Pharma and Big Food is lying to you, hit the subscribe button and the bell icon so you can be notified when we post. And please hit the like button and please share. Goodbye for now. Until next time, to good health.